Ready? On three. One, two, three.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most volatile podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy.
Hi.
Oh, that was a really weird hi. I'm sorry.
Hi!
Hey there, guys.
How's it going?
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Storms keep you up? I guess they didn't keep me up,
but they woke me up, yeah. Man. Yeah, I woke up.
Was it like, oh shit, what was that, wake up?
No, not really. I just kind of slowly woke up and like, oh, I hear a lot of thunder.
Yeah, mine was oh shit.
There's supposed to be more today, too.
Yeah, it's like 80% chance at like 6 o'clock or something today, so.
Yeah, which will be fun because I'm going to be gone all day, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be ootin' a boot.
Yeah.
What time do you do that now on Sunday?
Like 6:30.
Because Camilla's flight for London is 6:15.
Oh shit, she's leaving, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know, after that, you can come by.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just come by. The first time, I just want to check it out. Is all.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll just come by after that then.
I'm not exactly sure where we're gonna be playing at, Austin's or Stefan's, but
that's fine.
I can just give you an address and you can punch it in. I guess.
The Google Maps.
Yeah, Stefan's. I could explain Stefan's address easier.
I've been to Stefan's once.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Once.
Well, I could. Explain
I know it's
his,
like right next to Kiewit.
Yeah, I can explain his easy because it's near my house. So I could be like, okay, say you're going to my house.
All right.
Austin, on the other hand, he lives on like 108th between Maple and Fort.
Oh damn!
And so I'm like, okay, you gotta go, yeah, and then you just go. Yeah,
I'll just Google Maps it.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Should be interesting. It would be nice to get another player because we could really use another player.
Oh really?
Yeah, because Tyler Tews likes to not show up. And Tyler Swanson wants, he's thinking about retiring his character because we need a fighter really bad.
You can't be a fighter.
I'd actually be a tank that wouldn't be a bitch.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Tyler.
Ooh.
But just, if you're a tank, if you're a tank, fucking take damage.
Yeah, it's true. I have told him that 1,000 times, though. It's not like that's news.
I know, but just, if you're a tank, take damage. Jesus, yeah. That's what you do.
And I really don't, as much as I bitch about Tyler's character sometimes, I don't really want him to retire Winkle.
Oh, the gnome?
Winkle Fizzlebutt. Yeah, he's thinking about retiring with gnome cancer.
Oh, no.
He's like, guys, I got cancer.
We're all
like, no, you don't have cancer. Hold on.
You could have gnomades.
Nomades. Nades.
You could slow. Nades. Watch out, he'll give you the nades.
I'm trying to think of... Oh, yeah, Stefan jumped out a window again.
Oh, yeah, you texted me that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd find that funny, the
I
fact
did.
That he jumped out a window.
I forgot where I was, but I remember going, ha!
Yeah. It's like the 7th window he's jumped out
of. That's awesome,
or maybe, actually. Or maybe 7th cumulative windows, because I think Tyler jumped out a window once or twice.
Yeah. Didn't... Because
he has a fly potion or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he did. I know he did for sure once at the, he was at an academy or something and pissed some people off. That was the time we had to get that rare animal's like horn or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and then we fucking took it from that little girl and fucking cut the horn off. That was the most evil thing we could do. And then not only that, but Stefan went to throw it out the window and failed the roll and just threw it against the wall.
Oh. That sucks.
That does suck. No wonder we had an alignment check a little bit later. We all got dropped from neutral good to chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral's nice.
Yeah, it is kind of nice. You have a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, plus just chaos is fun.
Except twos, he's still lawful good. He doesn't play that up much. That should be a problem for us sometimes, where we're like, hey, let's do this. He's like, I cannot. He also has this thing, though, where he has to... follow his friends, like his comrades.
Oh, really?
So he kind of has to do what we say sometimes. All it's right. Like a code or something, yeah.
The law of man.
Because the thing about Tyler is when we had those alignment checks, me, Swanson, and Stefan, our classes could be any alignment, but twos as a samurai, that could only be lawful good. So if he would have failed his alignment check, he couldn't take any more ranks in samurai. Mm. Which would have sucked.
That would have sucked.
He would have had to do something else, I guess, or probably take some ranks in fighter or something like that, or monk.
Ooh. That's no bueno.
Yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno. So, should be cool. We could also use a wizard. A wizard would be neat.
Aren't you a wizard?
No, I'm an oracle. I don't have a lot of offensive spells.
Yeah, you're mostly healing.
I've got healing and support spells and stuff like that. I have two offensive spells.
Oh, yeah.
I've got inflict serious wounds and spit venom.
I'm going to spit in your serious wounds, guys.
I can't wait till I get grappled again because I'm going to fuck them up. Because I have a blade boot and I can spit venom. I'm going to fuck up whoever grapples me.
That's awesome. They won't know what's coming.
It's going to be great.
They won't
know. Like that time I got grappled by that evil bed. You remember that? We walked into a room and there was this bed and we had to roll like a will save. Austin's like, you feel really tired. Like, you want to go lay down. And we roll a will save and we failed. And I laid down on the bed and the bed grabbed me and got up. I'm like, oh shit, it's an evil bed. Guys, help.
Only in Pathfinder will you get grappled by an evil bed.
Yeah, so that was fun.
How's your week been otherwise?
Good. I applied to PayPal and I've
nice.
Had to jump through so many hoops.
Really?
I've had 3 interviews, with, like, 2 assessments.
What?
Background check, a typing test. I had to submit references. That's when I asked you for your email. I had to submit 5 references.
Jesus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've had 3 interviews?
Yes.
Like phone interviews?
No.
What?
On site. I had them all the same day, but I sat in a conference room for like 2 hours, and like 3 different people came in. There was someone else, and then she's like, okay, I'm going to go get someone else. And then someone else came in. I had another interview, and then she's like, okay, I'm going to go to the 3rd person. And someone else came in.
Did they all ask you different questions?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That is the weirdest hiring process I've ever heard of.
It's rigorous.
Yeah.
Totally worth it, though. They have an arcade.
Do you have any, like, inkling to when you'll hear?
The background check's supposed to take a week, so I would assume either the end of this week or the very beginning of next week.
All right. I hope you get it. That'd be cool. PayPal?
I do, too, especially because it's full-time and good money. So.
You'll be making some money. Get all them bitches.
Yeah, especially because I got to buy a tux.
You don't have to buy. You're renting.
Oh, okay. I'm renting a tux. That's what I meant, really.
Hey, you knew there was going to be payments. When
I knew. I'm just saying I hope I get it because I have to do that.
I know.
I gotta
start busting everyone else's balls.
I know. I got to get that taken care of. So.
End of June.
At least I'll look hot in it.
End of July. There we go.
End of July? Oh, yeah, good. I should have money by then. Yeah. That's good.
I figured that would give everyone a
Because the start date's not till June 17th.
What?
Yeah. It's a group start date. They start a bunch of new people at the same time.
Oh, they probably do like 1 class or something.
Yeah, and then it's 6 weeks of training.
Damn.
And then you all move. It's for customer support, which is why they must have so many perks because it sounds awful. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I could
do
it.
Yeah, it's not. I bet it'd be an easy job, but you're going to get so many dumb people from eBay.
I know. Anyway, so they train everybody together, and then that whole group moves out on the floor together, so you're still in the same group.
Oh, that's kind of
neat.
You're
with the same people. And
it's kind of neat.
Then you got friends.
Friends in the workplace.
They have a fitness center, too.
Dude, they have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They have an epic cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That fitness center.
Basketball court, volleyball court.
Yeah.
Pond to walk around in.
Yeah.
Vending machines.
And
the most expensive thing is 50
pretty
cents.
Well.
Vending machines are cheap. They sell it at cost.
Ooh.
They don't make profits.
That's nice.
So, like, this can would be 25 cents.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because eBay is just making hand over fist.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Andy got me a can of Baja Blast. I've never had it.
It's delicious. I call it gummy bears in a can.
Gummy bears in a can. So I guess I'm going to try it.
All right.
Ready? On 3. 1, 2, 3.
I hope that was in stereo.
That is, the gummy bears in a can is very accurate. It tastes like something I've had before.
Amped?
No. Like a candy I had when I was a kid.
You know what? You know what were the... Yeah,
let me just get a little air in it.
This is quality podcast.
Fuck, what is that?
Do you remember the fucking push pops?
Those icy things. The liquid that's left. You know, the ice pops?
Yeah.
The ones that scar your mouth when you eat them? That's what it tastes like. It tastes like the liquid that's left after that.
Some melted... I called them bomb pops. Are we talking about the same things where it's like blue, white, and red?
No. I'm talking about the plastic ice things that they come in a little plastic tube.
Oh, and you can freeze them in that?
Yeah, you freeze them and then, you know...
Yep, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like. It tastes like the liquid that's
left. I can see that. I used to have my parents buy those, but I wouldn't freeze them. I would just drink the liquid.
Would you?
Yeah, it was delicious.
I would pull one out and wait a little bit, and then I'd eat like half of it and then drink the other half. Yeah.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, drink the sugar. The straight up sugar.
I drank straight sugar.
I put the screw in the tuna.
My week's been good. Just working. Just making working. Money.
Making money.
Yeah.
Making that cash.
Making that money. So getting those dollar bills so I can pay for the wedding.
And move out.
Yeah. We're going to, like, seriously look at apartments when she gets back.
So wait, how long is she going to be gone?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Now, I'm going to say this on the podcast so she can hear it.
Okay.
But I want her to know that this is jokingly 2 weeks of freedom. So if you listen to this, don't get mad. It's just a joke.
Don't worry, I'll find you a side woman.
That's just a joke.
I'm helping.
That's just a joke, too.
I'm helping.
Matt and Andy were never seen from again because they forgot to use joke in the word.
I'm helping.
Let's see. I haven't really played anything new. Oh! I tried playing Arkham Origins on PC.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, is that crappy.
Really?
There are like game-breaking glitches that they have not fixed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like all the updates are basically like multiplayer fixes. There are like game-breaking glitches in that. There's one where you need to get into a window to disable this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to climb out of a grate to leave. You can't climb out of the fucking grate. Or you can't pull yourself up into the grate. It's like there's a invisible wall.
Wow.
And then, what was the other one? Oh, in the Mad Hatter mission, there's a scene where like you're seeing it from Mad Hatter's point of view, and you're supposed to like move Batman. Batman just freezes, and you can't continue.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, that was a waste of money.
I played Dante's Inferno.
Again?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's a good game.
I beat it again.
I beat it. What difficulty?
Normal.
Not extreme.
Infernal, you mean?
You mean divine?
Divine?
I don't know.
I think it's infernal.
You're infernal.
Okay. All right.
This is going weird.
But I was texting a friend of mine. I think she was getting sick of my shit, but I was pretending like I was falling into a delusion where I was Dante. And I was like, you don't understand, I have to save Beatrice.
Did she at any point was like, I'm sick of your shit?
Yeah. She didn't come straight out and say, I'm sick of your shit, but it was pretty obvious.
It was
it was funny, though. It was really funny. And then I started calling her Beatrice.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm not Beatrice. Stop it.
Stab.
And then I was talking about Lucifer's giant dong. Have you seen his dong in that game?
No.
It's like my fucking arm.
Google it.
All right.
But Google it in the sense of Lucifer's giant dong.
Oh, you want me to Google search Lucifer's giant dong? Oh, my God.
This is brilliant because I can see things now.
Ah! It was rated G for giant Lucifer penis. This is supposed to be him, but that doesn't do it justice at all. That doesn't look right.
Oh, well, I see the dong.
It's supposed to be like here. that's not even the right color. He's darker than this, too.
Knee length?
Yeah, past dude, it's, the knees.
Is Lucifer's in-game model, is it maybe the video, like the CG model?
Yeah, it could be the CG model. That could be this model, you know?
Yeah, that's the CG model.
Yeah. Oh. View image. You can't really see. I think it's like right there.
That's awesome. I learned something. Oh, I'll just wait for gaming.
Apparently he was scarier with a giant dong.
Really?
That was the reasoning behind
really?
It. Yeah.
If we give him a huge dick, he's going to be fucking scary.
Yeah.
Guys won't want to fuck
As if he's not scary enough.
Yeah, he's Lucifer. Mm-mm. No big deal. But just give him a huge wang.
Someone said when the angel comes and rescues Beatrice after you break her from Lucifer's spell or whatever, he's like, it was really nice of that angel to give her vag reconstructive surgery. And I'm like, that place was ground zero, man.
Oh, man. It's like a baby's arm.
It's way bigger. I swear to God, it's like my arm. You see this? Do you see my arm?
That would be an uncomfortable penis to have.
Yes, it would.
Just like, hey, lady. I know what you feel like with boobs, but down there.
Yeah. Severest lower back problems.
4-pound penis.
I have to hold on to it the whole time. Or no, I got to get like a wheel on the end of it.
You get like a cast that you have to wear around your leg that like holds it in place, or God. like a patch or something. Just duct tape.
A little pocket to put it in.
Oh my God. It gets tired sometimes. I just lift it up and put it in the pocket.
I can't believe how much we've talked about Lucifer's dong.
And then it just went into dongs.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Let's do some gaming.
All right, let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is Gaming News on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Dude, my feet itch so bad right now.
Athlete's foot. I don't know. Maybe they're just dry. My feet get dry.
They probably are dry. That's probably good.
Gotta use some lotion.
I wouldn't imagine I'd have athlete's foot. I'm pretty particular about the cleanliness of my feet.
It's good to have.
I switch socks every day, like once a day.
I never wear the same pair of socks twice.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I put some on in the morning, and I'll put some on in the evening, too, like a different pair, because I just don't like dirty feet.
Hey, no, dirty feet.
Dirty feet.
Dirty feet. All right.
GameSpy shutdown won't affect Mortal Kombat online multiplayer.
That's pretty neat.
That is neat. Mortal Kombat 9 is safe, says Ed Boon.
I guess I knew it, but I didn't realize how many games used GameSpy.
So many.
Yeah. And that's crazy that it's shutting down. That
yeah.
Because so many.
Yeah.
Has there actually...
Hold on, I'm putting my sock back on. And I'm going to take my other sock off so I can scratch that foot too.
That's...
Oh yeah, that's the spot.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Not your feet itching. Just that they shut down.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's very odd.
Like, really... Really odd, actually.
Given how big they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Oculus Rift CEO wants to create a virtual reality MMO with over 1 billion users. 1 billion.
You can see my face. It's the, what? What?
Because, you know, they merged with Facebook.
Oh, I didn't make that connection right off the bat. Jesus fuck. It's going to be like Farmville virtual reality.
There's no way they're getting a million people.
A billion? You mean?
Billion.
I mean,
billion,
if you yeah. account for every Facebook user, then they're going to have a billion people. Easy.
Yeah, but all of them have to have the Oculus Rift.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
You have to be able to play it. That. Yeah.
What if, just a random thought, what if Facebook buying Oculus makes Oculus a little cheaper?
What if they just give them away? Give them to every Facebook user? They give us, God. They give us two because we have a podcast page. So we get one for our personal page and one for our podcast page.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
So we wear them at all times.
Yeah.
This is going to be the future of America.
I want to wear Google Glass inside an Oculus Rift.
Have you heard of or seen any of the new commercials that Google's making just with using Google Glass?
No.
They're pretty cool. There's one called, like, Seeds.
Hold on, I gotta put my sock back on. You're fine.
But did I tell you about the guy at Panera that had Google Glass?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to repeat myself.
No, I'll tell it again. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I don't want to repeat it again.
I don't know.
Basically, there's a guy at Panera that had Google Glass, and I talked to him for like 5 minutes, and it was the greatest 5 minutes of my life.
Oh, I gotta put my shoes on.
And it looked so fucking cool. Like, it did not look bad at all. He had the... I think it'd be cool to have the actual glasses you get with it, but he had, like, the glass attachment.
And did he? I'd love to have, like, a HUD up there. Like,
oh, God, that'd be so fucking cool.
You know, like, last time you ate is up there instead of health.
It's like, man, I haven't eaten in 5 hours.
I should go
have a snack or something.
But I just got... Damn, that's the coolest technology.
It is. It's
I fucking
really cool.
Want one so bad. I also saw a lady who had a Pebble, one of the Pebble smartwatches, and she said she can talk through it, and she's a teacher, and she's like, it's really nice when I get texts. I can just look at my watch and read them.
Ah.
And I'm like, that is fucking cool.
She's helping a student on a test or something, her arms on the on the desk, and it just says, like, hey, baby, can't wait to see you tonight.
Dick pic pops up.
Oh, my God. Student's like, oh. Mrs. S.
Stop.
Could you please stop sexting during class? Thanks.
You just hear, like, phone snaps, like, under the desk. Just what are you doing? What
are you doing? Mrs. S., are you sexting? Stop sexting.
That sounds like something a fucking like middle schooler would ask their teacher if they saw him on their phone.
Are you sexting?
Yeah. Are you sexting, Mr. Johnson?
Go to the principal's office.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't scooch up as easily as I thought in this chair.
I have a friend who's a teacher, and it was like, for a teacher's appreciation week or day or whatever it was like, if I wasn't a teacher, you know, what else would I be or something? Just some stock thing to do for teacher's appreciation day. Well, someone wrote, if you weren't a teacher, I think you'd be a host at the Texas Roadhouse.
That's awesome.
I forgot what grade he teaches. Because he had a student call him a bitch the other day. So... it's somewhat older.
God, I can't wait for Mitch to start high school. Oh my God, he's gonna fuck. He's gonna realize how much of a dick we were in high school.
What school is he teaching at?
Millard North.
Ooh,
yeah.
I went to Millard North.
Yeah, but I can't wait for him to start.
My sister went up to Millard North recently to get her transcript.
Yeah.
First of all, they thought she was a student. She hates
that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, because she's almost
she's tiny.
She's almost 23, so
young looking.
But there is quite a process to get into that school now. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Millard South. After that South shooting.
Yeah, because I went and got my transcript. It had to have been before the South shooting. And I just walked on in and went to the front desk and said, hey, I'm here to get my transcript. And they gave me a little visitor thing. But now you have to, like, buzz yourself in, and you have to go talk to the security. And she had to, like, fill out a form, like, why she's here, how long she'll be here.
Oh, shit.
And then security took her back to the office, and she's like, I'm here to get my transcript.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Like, I know I think all high schools have metal detectors now.
Do they?
I know Millard South does.
I don't know if Millard North does. I could probably ask. I feel like she would have told me that, though, if there's a
unless metal maybe detector. They make them really, like, nice looking so the children don't feel like they're in prison.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know Millard South has, Millard South has metal detectors. All right, onward.
Nintendo apologizes for Tomodachi Life's lack of same-sex relationship options.
I don't even know what this is.
Is it a Mii game? I know it was a big deal on Twitter. By the way, yesterday on my personal Twitter, I was just stirring the pot.
Were you?
People were complaining about, I don't know, it was like Reddit versus Tumblr. And people were like, no, this website sucks. No, that website sucks. I don't use either. But I was like, guys, please stop complaining. Both are equally terrible. And people were getting pissed. I'm like, oh, man, I'm trouble.
You troll.
Yeah. I did literally post a picture of a troll when I said that.
Oh, really?
People were still like, have you used the site?
Dude, Tumblr, you get more server outages than you get, like, time with Tumblr.
And someone said, like, again, I was just trolling, but someone was like, you know, they both have a lot of bad things, but then that'd be ignoring the good things. And I just responded to him like, that's like finding a dollar in a river of shit. You're like, guys, you're ignoring the shit and not thinking about the dollar.
That would not be worth it. That would not be worth a dollar.
What about a gold bar?
No.
No. Nope. So this also brings me to the NFL draft. The Rams drafted Michael Sam, and I saw on Imgur, there was a picture of him kissing his boyfriend, and the top comment was, he's like, you know, I wonder how his dad feels about this. I know we live in a progressive time, but the Rams have been terrible for decades.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's true. Yeah. The poor Rams, as hard as they try.
Yeah, they try so hard.
I know. Oh, yeah!
The Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 3, puts players in harm's way next week.
I'm not even watching the trailer because, like, I want to go into it fresh. Virgin eyes.
It will come out, PS3, PC, and Mac will come out on the 13th. Xbox and PS3, European version, so North America will be the 13th. PS3 Europe and Xbox will be the 14th, and iOS will be the 15th.
That'd be weird to play it on iOS.
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah.
The new chapter puts Clementine and her group in harm's way as they were captured by the crazed William Carver, a militia leader who instills fear into the hearts of his band of survivors through brutal and merciless acts of violence.
All right, spoiler time. I gave that bitch some supplies.
I did too.
And when she came back, I was fucking furious.
She's one of the girls from that, what was it, 40 Days of Summer?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She was the one that, like, was cheating on the,
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah. Dude, I was, inside, I was fucking mad.
And I thought I was going to save the day with Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how he's out there shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they ended up killing one of the people to draw Kenny out. I'm like, damn it. I like how I bitched about Kenny so much during the first one. Like, oh, Kenny, the boat. Okay, I get it, duck. Yeah. But now, like, Kenny's my favorite fucking
guy. Dude, he's a badass.
Because, like, when we saw Kenny, I'm like, Kenny!
Yeah, that too. And I had read a long time ago that they're like, oh, some people will be back. And I'm like, that'd be cool if Kenny came back. Because they totally left his shit open-ended.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was excited when it was Kenny. I was like, oh! But, dude, I was so fucking mad when that chick came back.
And then you have that little thing, like, kind of which group are you going to choose? I'm like, I'm going with Kenny.
Yep, that's what I did, too. I'm like, Kenny.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Isn't this the group that the bitch was bitching me out, the pregnant one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kenny never bitched me
out.
I only
like the one guy in it, like the main guy that...
The one that has the sheltered daughter?
No, the young one, Luke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only good one out of the bunch.
The guy with the sheltered daughter. It's like, really? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. All right. Cool. I betrayed her trust. The daughters.
I did, too.
Yeah, I was like, I can't. But yeah, oh my God.
I even said, like, straight out, like, you told me to keep her busy. She's like, what? I thought we were friends. Fuck, though, you're weird. Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire are officially getting remakes. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
All right. Maybe you can explain this for me.
Probably not, but go ahead.
The internet blew the fuck up over this.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Apparently, I'm going to show my ignorance, but Hoenn was confirmed, like the area, and apparently they really liked it.
What I read, and see, I just want to know if you had different stuff than me, that, like, this was considered, like, the best of the Pokemon?
You know, I don't know, because I heard the opposite. Like, really? I saw a couple of people saying, like, oh, this was my least favorite generation or something that. So, I don't know.
I would buy a 3DS if they remade Red and Blue.
Again? I mean, they made Fire Red and Leaf Green, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They haven't made a 3DS version.
Yeah, like an updated one. I would consider it. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I'd probably just download it.
Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, reaches its crowdfunding goal and then...
Yes! Fantastic.
It reached 105% of its $450,000 goal. That means, in addition to the PC version, Shaq will arrive on the PS4, Wii U, PS3, Xbox One, and Xbox 360.
Damn.
Some of the awesome backer rewards included a limited edition gold SNES cartridge of Shaq Fu, having Shaq DJ your birthday party. Someone got that.
Oh, my God.
A contribution of $20 also guaranteed entry into an international tournament that hinged on the crowdfunding goal. Since they made their number, somebody will be facing off against Shaq in L.A. with a chance to take home $25,000.
Dude, I'm pretty pumped for this now.
Are you? Are you really?
I'm pumped to see what the outcome's going to be. There. How's that? I'm not going to buy it. Oh, hell no.
There. How's that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. Shaq Fu.
I think it's brilliant that they hit their goal. That's just brilliant.
All right, Andy. That'll do it for gaming news.
Yeah.
Let's go into technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with three-hit combo.
The pain is dull now.
Apple has bought Beats by Dre. How do you feel about that?
I really don't care.
You don't care?
No.
I said on Josh's status that not only are you paying for one logo, you're paying for two.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. He was actually kind of like voicing his opinion at work too.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was his opinion?
He just not. Basically, that Dre's never gonna make another album again.
Because he'll have
so much money.
Yeah.
But I Dre's an artist, man. They don't stop making.
Dre's
music.
The kind of person that would probably still make an album.
Yeah.
So. He's not like.
I think he produces more than anything.
He's not like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne seems like a guy that would quit making music if
he got $3.2 billion.
Yeah, if he got that much money.
Yeah. But I mean, this, all right, from the Apple standpoint of things, this is fantastic because Apple speakers fucking suck.
I have Beats on my on my phone.
Yeah,
which
Beats
is Android, so that's going away.
Yeah. So yeah, this is actually going to be pretty awesome because the iPhone speakers might actually be good now.
Beats aren't bad. I just give shit to Beats headphones.
Dude, they're overpriced.
They're fucking expensive
as
shit.
They're overpriced.
Like, the software is fine. It's good. I mean, they're good, but way too expensive. Mm-hmm. It's not like Skullcandy, which isn't good and expensive.
Yeah. Those little pills that are like $200.
Oh, my God. Talk about something that's not fucking good.
Yeah.
God damn it.
When they kept doing the commercials for them, I wanted to just yell at my TV like,
no!
No! No! Stop it! That's so much money, though. $3.2 billion.
Yes, that's a lot of fucking money.
But Apple, it's just fucking just spending money for them. All right.
Would Steve Jobs have done this?
No. I don't think Jobs would have bought Beats.
I love that quote from Bill Gates, where Steve Jobs accused him of stealing something from Apple. And Bill Gates is like, well, if you want to look at it this way, he's like, back in the day, you and I had this rich friend called Xerox, and I broke into his house to steal his TV, but you already took it.
Dude, when I read the biography, man, Steve Jobs was an asshole.
Yeah,
he
was.
Fucked. I mean, Steve Wozniak's still pretty rich to this day, but he fucking screwed Steve Wozniak back in the day, man.
I know Nolan Bushnell is still very upset.
Yes.
He didn't fund Apple.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that in the thing.
He knew exactly the number it would have been that day. Because what was it? Like, Steve Jobs was like, he was always like doing his own stuff at Atari.
He was basically like the rebel.
Yeah, and he wasn't really working on anything. And then he left Atari to start Apple, but he still came back to Atari and was like, hey, should you give me like a grand or something to help out with my business?
That'd be nice.
He's like, really? Yeah, that's like, who's been fired from Panera?
Oh, God. Tony?
It'd be like if Jeremiah came back. You remember Jeremiah?
Fuck!
And asked for a grand from Al.
Oh, that's all right, brother. Just take it from the safe, right? You and I owe you.
Oh, my God. Let me go up in my treehouse. Is that how he lost his job?
What?
Did he seriously do that?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I owe you in the safe. Yeah.
I didn't last long after he left, so I don't know the full thing.
But yeah. Yeah, he left an IOU in the safe.
Well.
Wow. Yep. Would you know what? That's not that much of an IOU, too, because the max that safe holds is like $2,000.
Huh. MIT scientists have analyzed hundreds of high-speed sequences of sneezing to obtain an accurate 3D model of fluid clouds and droplet trajectories with some frightening results.
Dude, that has to be one of the shittiest studies.
Yeah. They found out that smaller droplets travel really far because the cloud keeps them afloat.
Makes sense.
It's surprising how far they go. They said that, which makes sneezes particularly dangerous in hospitals and other public spaces. So sneezing is apparently way more dangerous. Yeah, but it looks like you're wearing jellyfish elbow pads. I don't get the comments, but anyway.
Do you ever read some of the comments and then you're just like, the fuck?
Yeah, and I don't want to, but I do.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, I don't want to read them, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I only read like the first five.
Yeah, same here. Hey, you could drive over this road, which is paved with solar panels.
Now that's pretty neat.
In 2009, solar roadways was just a nifty concept. 5 years and two Department of Transportation research grants later, husband and wife team Scott and Julie Broussaw have created a working prototype in the driveway of their electronics lab.
Oh, wow. They're taking a tractor to that thing.
Wow.
Whoa. That is neat.
Now the Broussaws have launched a 1 million Indiegogo campaign to continue developing solar roadways. The top reward for $10,000 is a miniature version of the road panel, which suggests your fully outfitted solar driveway is still far off in the future.
Wow.
Those are big panels.
That is neat.
That would be neat. I mean, think about that. If you could make roads out of solar panels and it wasn't super expensive, yeah. Think of all the energy you could produce.
We would have a surplus of energy.
Oh my God, easy.
Like, think of how much sun the interstate, like I-80 gets in that Iowa chunk.
Yeah.
Or the Council Bluffs chunk. It's just all sun.
Or just any of it. There's no trees around the interstate. Yeah. You know, it's just all cleared out.
Dude, outfit Dodge with just Dodge.
Yeah.
Outfit Dodge with them.
You know, like if the expressway had fucking solar panel.
Oh my God. There'd be so much energy.
We got more energy than we know what to do with.
Look at all these energies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, free energy, Andy, is
never free.
Is very socialist of you. There's a man. His name was Ozymandias. He wanted to give free energy to the world. I may or may not be wearing his shirt right now. He was right. Ozymandias was right.
Drink your Baja Blast. Drink your gummy bears.
I will.
The sound of diabetes.
I don't know why anyone fucking listens to this.
Dude, like, there's some weeks when I'll listen to us and I'm just like... Okay.
There's Matt slurping on his drink again.
Oh, there's Andy just laughing.
Let's go back to Lucifer's dong.
Yeah.
Amazon has a new patent. Seriously, they patented this. Taking photos on a white background.
Oh, God damn it. Fucking really. You can patent that? You can fucking patent that.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, that fucking hurts my brain.
Yep.
What the fuck? Fuck, Amazon, you're supposed to be cool about shit.
Not cool enough.
Dude.
So, you know, if you want to take pictures on a white background.
This is like, you know when you try to hold in some of your anger?
Yeah.
It just, it makes you go like, that's what's happening. Just,
At least don't do it like the diagram here. Maybe put two lights on the bottom here, and maybe you can get past the patent.
It goes into everything from f-stop to ISO value to fucking really.
Wow. The focal length even goes into the exact geometry of every lens, stand, and light source.
It's a
nine-page application. And apparently in 4-point font.
Oh my God. What the fuck? This also just opens the way for more stupid fucking patents to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or to happen. My bad, not to have.
To have.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Wow.
That's frustrating.
That is frustrating. All right, moving on. Let's go to news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
self-described med school virgin Hannah Kern calls off auction after a dubious 801K bid.
What a bitch.
A med school student who was auctioning off her virginity has called off the stunt after receiving few legitimate bids. Between March 31st and May 7th, Hannah Kern had been auctioning off her virginity under the name of Elizabeth Rain. See, this Baja Blast is making me burp.
I'm sorry. It's pop.
I know. This is why I don't eat right before the podcast.
Makes sense.
Got to poop.
Kern is a 28-year-old double PhD MD student at the University of Washington. Kern becomes the latest in several recent online virginity auctions that have ended in a fiasco. Here's the thing. People out there, why do you want a virgin?
I know.
They don't. I guess it's like a fetish for some guys that they're like they're the first.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, she's attractive.
Yeah, she's attractive, but at the same time,
she's not gonna know what to do.
She doesn't know what
and
the fuck to
28.
Do.
And she's 28.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of years built up of things not happening.
Yeah, and she's going to want you to go like 8 hours. There's no way you're going to be able to do that. The skin is going to be spongy and bruised.
You just smack her with it a couple times. She might enjoy that.
She might enjoy that. I don't think a virgin would enjoy that.
Dude,
if
just do the most.
She hasn't.
Just do the most fucked up stuff you can. I paid 800 grand for this.
Did she get that picture I sent yesterday, by the way? With the peppers.
Dude, we'll be at work and one of us will make a fart joke and we all laugh and I'm like, we run a business.
So yeah, I don't understand why you would want to pay so much for a subpar experience.
I know. And so like, well, keep going with down on the story. Like, so she got 800,000 bid.
She hoped to net at least 400,000. The final bid was 801,000, but she decided not to go through with it. I decided to put a stop on this kerfuffle, to describe it nicely, and return to my focus on my medical training. I still do possess some spitefully strong beliefs about virginity. Spitefully, huh? Prostitution and a woman's right to do as she damn pleases. But school is my first priority. See, the thing is, it's really fucking easy for women. If she really wanted to have sex, she could literally go to a bar and find, like, I don't know, a decent-looking guy and be like, you want to have sex?
Yeah.
And he'd probably be like, yeah, all right.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I will. Also, go up, because there's the Miley Cyrus shit show train on the side there. We got Miley Cyrus giving a blow-up doll blowjob. All right.
No, that's real nice.
Dude, her shit train is just, I love it. I'm just like, yes. There has fucking burn.
There has been a lot. There was this video with a good cause. It brought up, it was to raise money to stop female genital mutilation, you know, that they do in like Africa. Oh, have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. Okay. I guess it's one of those dark things.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
But basically they just brought the sex toy out in the middle of the fucking beach and had women ride it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like this. It looked like a pommel horse or something, and it just vibrated.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now just switch the genders. Do you know how fast we would be in jail?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not bringing it up like, oh, we should be able to do that because I don't want to masturbate on a beach. But we would be in jail so fucking fast.
Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, God damn. That Coney guy. Who got caught just whacking it on a beach?
Oh, the guy who started the Coney 2012
oh,
thing?
Oh, God, that was good news. I was just like, oh, God, it's so juicy.
That's funny. Oh, my God. Now I wish Skylar was here. Pop rock sex leads to disaster on sex sent me to the ER.
Look at that fucking... Look at that fucking picture. It's all glossy and shit.
Yeah. Shh, I got pop rocks. I'm going to put these pop rocks in my vag, all right?
I'm going to put these pop rocks on your butthole and then spit. And we're going to listen.
Andy, what the fuck?
We're going to make butt music tonight.
Some sex fantasies should remain fantasies, especially those involving pop rocks candy, Skylar. One couple found out the hard way when the woman insisted on inserting some of the exploding candy rocks into her sex organs in hope of increasing the sensation.
God damn it.
She did, but not in a good way. According to David G. Myers, an emergency room physician in California, he treated the unnamed woman with her husband and discusses their not-so-sweet sexual experience. She said, "The rocks were supposed to have added to our sexual pleasure, and I made my husband use them."
So she said, they have the same last name.
Oh. Myers. Oh. So she said she bought these candy rocks, which are supposed to explode and tingle and add sensation to their sex. Instead of tingling, the pop rocks had the opposite effect, causing burning and itching inside the private parts.
Oh, well, I mean, that was a good segue from genital mutilation.
Did you know Lysol was originally intended to be sprayed on the vagina?
I mean, it kills 99% of them.
I know, but they stopped after it caused, like, severe burning.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Don't spray Lysol!
Don't do it!
Yes.
The U.S. Air Force believes it could bring down Godzilla. It's pretty awesome that the Smithsonian's Air and Space magazine got airmen at the Kadena Air Base in Okinawa to comment on Godzilla. Senior Airman Mark Herman said he'd defend the United States of America from Godzilla with 50 caliber machine guns, 4 helicopters, and all the cannons. Basically, the Air Force says they're not afraid of Godzilla.
That's awesome. On a random note, that movie's been getting really good reviews.
Has it?
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for it. So, my dad and I are going to go see it.
Ooh.
Godzilla. It was random. He's like, "You want to go see Godzilla next week?" Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I forgot to mention, I took care of a wasp nest this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posting about that. Don't those things fucking shoot?
Yes.
When we were moving, we had wasp nests, and my dad and I used them, and Jesus Christ, they fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did I send you the picture of, like, the wasp can with all the weapons?
No. Yeah. No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I put the wasp can on my garage floor, and I put a knife, a sledgehammer, a pickaxe, both the BB guns and a rifle next to it. And I'm like, I'm going to take care of this wasp nest.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I sprayed it Thursday night, and then Friday afternoon, I just went out there with a hammer and scooped out the nest.
Dude, it like kills them almost instantly.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we used it, I was not prepared for how powerful
it
they
shoots
were.
Far. Yeah. I basically stood in my neighbor's driveway and...
That's really cool, though.
All right, first grader brings grandma's heroin to school.
Oh, my God.
A Pennsylvania grandmother has been arrested after her 7-year-old grandson allegedly brought her heroin to school. Pauline Blinsky Munin?
Munin?
How would you pronounce that? Now you can see the last names I have to go through.
Pauline Blinsky Munin?
Who is 56. Oh, man, she's a grandma at 56.
That's sad.
I better hurry up.
Mom, I went to the bar and just got whoever.
My mom's what, 53? Yeah.
3 years, man. Speaking of kids.
Camille's pregnant.
No. Okay. But I was going to post on Facebook.
That Camille's pregnant?
Happy Mother's Day, Camilla. 6 more months.
Oh, my God. That's funny as fuck.
But then I was like, the fallout from that might be bad. So I'm like, I'm just going to hold off. I think of something, like, I'm starting to realize there's some things that I find absolutely fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Camilla doesn't. And I don't like being in the doghouse, man. It sucks.
If it's any consolation, I find that hilarious.
Good. I'm glad others... I'm glad you find it.
Yes.
Remember that time? This is why we'd be a great couple.
This is why we would be a great couple, yeah.
We'd be horrible people together.
Yeah. Remember that time we put, or you put the It's a Boy or something in the office when
For Pete's?
Yeah. Me distracting her was the funniest thing.
Yeah. You were pissing her.
Yeah, I brought her out and I was like, "Hey, Pete, can you come out here? I have to ask you some questions." I was closing bakery.
Yeah.
That was like one of two times I was closing bakery. And I was like, "These enough bagels?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You sure?" She's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You think I should take this trash out?" She's like, "It's kind of full." Like, "Yeah. Why are you doing this?" I just confused the hell out of her. And she kind of walked away like, "What the fuck was that?" And then I hear, "You asshole."
That was fun. Dude, I am surprised she never got pregnant. There's just so many times I'm like, "You're pregnant." At least karma didn't get her.
Karma.
Dude, that was so shitty working with her and Hoye at the same time. I fucking hated that.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I'm just like, oh, great. They're fighting in the office again. Fantastic.
I think Toye liked me, which was good.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be eating hamburgers through a straw.
Or you wouldn't put degreaser or something on my keys like you did to Steve Finch.
That's so fuck. That's crazy they melted the keys.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's some deep shit.
I remember there was one day where Eric and I kept hugging each other.
Really?
Me and Hoya, yeah.
That's random.
Yeah, it was something about, it was the Free Hugs Day.
Oh.
Yeah, for like 89.7 was pimping that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kept hugging, and I kept telling Pete, I'm like, I hugged your boyfriend.
Dude, Panera was good back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
I don't mind it now.
Not like now when they got shitheads in charge like you.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
I'm like a younger Josh Hudson, basically.
I was just joking. I saw someone who looked like Paul the other day.
No way.
I did like a triple take.
Oh, shit. Like, when I found that name tag in the office, Paul's name tag, my mind
cried
got blown.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Paul. All right. That will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
This is going to sound really fucking dumb, but you went to the board, and I was going to be like, oh, that's a fun sound.
You were going to press the
yeah,
button?
I was going to press the fucking button.
Which one were you going to press?
Tickle penis.
Oh,
I'll tickle your penis.
Okay. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.